Welcome to the Engage podcast from Blackbaud, the podcast for people dedicated to purpose-driven work. From nonprofit fundraising and finance to grant-making, education, and corporate social responsibility, we're talking with sector experts and thought leaders about the best practices and latest trends that will help you grow your impact.
Today at Engage, we're diving into one of the most important questions organizations face as they adopt AI. What does transparency actually mean to donors? New research in the Blackbaud Institute found that donors aren't necessarily resistant to AI. In fact, many see real potential benefits, but they also have clear expectations around trust, accountability, and disclosure. To help unpack what the data tells us, I'm joined by Dr. Laureen Curry, responsible AI research scientist at Blackbaud and research advisor for AI innovation at the Blackbaud Institute.
Thanks, Kate. And yeah, I'm Laureen Curry, responsible AI research scientist at Blackbaud and research advisor for AI innovation at the Blackbaud Institute. So I've spent nearly two decades focused on researching how people experience and respond to emerging technologies. So really focusing on the human aspect and how we can take an intentional and responsible approach to innovation.
One of the most striking findings from the research is that donors are already living with AI in their everyday lives, and that's shaping what they expect from the organizations that they support.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Kate. And to understand how donors really feel about organizations using AI, we also need to understand how they're experiencing AI in their own lives. And what we found is a donor population that's already engaging with AI, but not in a uniform way. So the behavior, attitudes, and expectations can look quite different depending on the person. So let's start there. Now, whilst the social impact sector appear to be focusing on their readiness, what our insights are highlighting is that donors are already out there living with AI and using it, and that's the current reality. And what we're seeing is that 81% of donors already use AI in their own lives. And if they're employed, that jumps to 90%. And we're seeing that two-thirds use it for kind of everyday things, with the most frequent uses being things like researching topics and answering questions, writing or editing text, things like summarizing content and generative ideas. So these are really more generative AI. And I think it's interesting as well when you think about the highest usage being researching topics and how this might translate into how they might research and compare social impact organisations to better understand them if and how they align with their values and even make comparisons. And another key area that we've seen come up in our behavioural research repeatedly and might be surprising is that 71% reported they're as comfortable or more comfortable with the social impact sector using AI than for-profit companies, and 19% said that they felt less comfortable, and 10% were unsure. And that's meaningful because it suggests that donors can see the rationale. They understand that social impact organizations are often working with limited resources and increasing demand. And in our qualitative research, so our in-depth interviews where I speak with the donors to find out more of the why behind these numbers, there was almost this quid pro quo mentality. Some donors understood that if AI helps a not-for-profit organisation save time or money and more resource can go towards the mission, then its use can feel acceptable, understandable, the idea that it's making use of technology for good. And donor research on agent-led communications also found that donors form their relationship with the organisation and its mission, with AI serving that relationship rather than becoming the relationship. So what I'm saying is that they don't want the relationship to be with the tech. It's always with your organization, irrespective of the technology being used. And that openness creates space for your organizations to introduce new ways of working. And it also comes with responsibility, because the latitude that donors give is connected to the mission and the trust that they already place in you.
But donor attitudes aren't all the same. The research found that different generations often approach AI from very different starting points.
But, and we knew there would be a but, it isn't uniform. And this is where generation becomes a useful lens to look through. So millennials are leading the charge, with 94% of them using AI, which was the highest of any group. Gen Z and Gen X aren't far behind, at 90 and 89%. And younger donors are also far more comfortable with not-for-profit organisations using AI than for-profits. And boomers are our most cautious audience. Around a third don't use AI at all, so they'll want more reassurance. And the headline for me really is that trust is more likely to rise fastest with your younger donors when you're open about AI. So a net positive of around 30% amongst millennials, plus 29% amongst Gen Z. And that's interesting. If you consider this to be the generation of donors that you're trying to build lifetime relationships with. So we've just seen some of the donor headlines from the report that's highlighting donors are using AI, but I just want to spend the next few minutes underneath those averages and some of the why behind them. So when 81% of donors say that they use AI, we're seeing that that yes can mean something different to a 24-year-old than it does perhaps to someone in their 70s. So the behaviour, the expectations and concerns can all shift by generation. And if we design our engagement to the so-called average donor, we end up speaking to nobody in particular. So let's pull that apart. So the donor data shows clear generational differences, but what we're seeing isn't simply about, you know, different opinions about AI. Across multiple years of research, we've seen people tend to evaluate AI through slightly different lenses. So for younger generations, the first question is often whether the experience is useful, if AI helps them complete a task, find information, or engage more effectively with a cause, the technology itself becomes less significant. And as we move towards Gen X and older generations, questions of transparency, oversight, and trust become more prominent. And I think that the interesting thing is that all of these groups care about trust. They simply arrive there from different starting points. So some begin with usefulness and then look for reassurance. Others begin with looking for reassurance before they're willing to engage. And there's broadly four mindsets in play. So Gen Z are AI native. They've grown up with certain expectations from technology. So we've observed almost an expectance of AI being part of how they interact with organisations. And they're the fastest to disengage if something feels fake or mass produced. And millennials actually appear to be the heaviest everyday users of AI. They're pragmatic. They appear to embrace it when it adds real value, but they've got no patience for a gimmick. And Gen X are more selective. So they're open to AI when it clearly makes things better, but they want to know that their data is safe and the outputs are accurate before they trust it. And baby boomers lead with the relationship. They're the most cautious group. They value that human connection above all. And interestingly, they're the ones who most want you to be open about when AI is involved. But the key point is same technology, four different sets of expectations.
And that brings us to transparency, which turns out to be about much more than disclosure.
And what's particularly interesting is that transparency appears to serve different purposes for different generations. So for younger donors, transparency often functions as almost a signal of authenticity. So they expect organizations to be open about how technology is being used. And for millennials, transparency supports choice. They want to understand enough to decide whether the experience works for them. And for older generations, transparency supports trust. It helps answer questions about oversight, accountability, and data use. And this is why transparency should probably be thought of as more than a disclosure requirement. From a behavioural perspective, transparency helps people calibrate trust appropriately in different contexts. And it helps donors understand where AI is supporting the work, where people remain accountable, and how decisions affecting them are being made. And ultimately, this is about providing people with enough information to make an informed decision for themselves. This is about donor agency.
So what should organizations actually do with these findings?
So kind of what do we actually do with all of this? So you might think about this as four practical shifts. So first, lead with the mission, not the mechanics. Donors give to the cause, not the clever tool. So we talk about the outcome AI helps us achieve, not the technology for its own sake. And second, be transparent by default. And third, keep humans in the high touch moments. Let AI prepare the ground, but never let it carry the relationship. And fourth, tailor the channel, not the message. The story stays the same and stays authentic. but meet each generation where their comfort already sits. And none of this is about doing less with AI. It's about being intentional so the trust that you've been given actually grows. So if you take one thing from this section, it's to think about segmenting by behaviour and not just birth year. Generation data helps us think about where a donor is likely to start, how comfortable, how cautious, for example. But it's their behaviour and where AI shows up in their journey that helps you consider how to best engage and what might be suitable in any given context. So get that right, lead with the mission, be transparent, keep humans where it matters, and you can more intentionally move from thinking about AI as a black box and a risk to the donor relationship and treat it more as a technology that can support you in deepening relationships responsibly.
One of Laureen's most important points is that donors are not asking organizations to avoid AI. They're asking organizations to be intentional, transparent, and accountable for how it's used. The same qualities that build strong donor relationships, clarity, trust, and human connection, are the qualities that make AI adoption successful. Thanks for joining us for Engage.